This is an LTD Entertainment presentation.
Welcome to Brian C. Pusey's Safe Haven Podcast, where our aim is to encourage, enhance, and advance you to the next level on your Christian journey. We're prayerful that you'll stick around and listen to the message that God has for you, delivered by yours truly, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. The door is open. Let's go in together. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Singing and praying with my mind stay on Jesus. Singing and praying with my mind stay on Jesus. Singing and praying with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Welcome to Safe Haven Podcast. I am your host, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. I'm praying that you're doing well on this beautiful Sunday morning, or Monday, or Tuesday, or Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. No matter what time you are listening to this, I hope it's a beautiful day in your neck of the woods. Today is what we call Fourth Sunday Showcase here, which means that we showcase not just me preaching the word of the Lord, probably someone else using their gifts and talents to express how the Lord is using them. This Sunday, we're going to be blessed in the prayer moment section with my protege, a very good friend of mine, someone that I took under my wing, and God is just blessing me to bless her, and she is a blessing as well, Minister Jessica Funches of the Amazing Magnet Woman Podcast. Hope I got that right. She'll correct me at another time, but in the meantime, I'm praying that you guys have been listening to the sermons the past few weeks. It's a real thread going on here. It's something God is really trying to connect to us in a way that we have not been connected before. So this week's sermon is going to be just like one a couple weeks ago, a mixture of spoken word, a mixture of a little manuscript, a little bit of this, and little, but all Holy Spirit led and guided. So, without further ado, we're going to get right into the service because we got a lot going on today, so therefore I don't want to keep you waiting. So, let's get to it. Safe Haven Podcast is really growing, and I am so grateful for everyone who's taken a part in its growth. And also, as we continue to grow in the Lord, grow in the faith in doing this as a ministry that's gone beyond four walls, coming soon will be, I won't say merchandise, but I will say at least something to showcase that you represent Safe Haven Podcast, near and afar. Stay tuned in future podcasts for more information on this wonderful idea. Here at Safe Haven Podcast, on every fourth Sunday, we like to have what we call Fourth Sunday Showcase, where we take the time out and the opportunity to give a man or woman of God a chance to preach the word to the masses, right here at Safe Haven Podcast. It doesn't matter how short it is or how long it is. As long as you have been called and you want to get the word out, Safe Haven will give you the opportunity to get that word out. Now, in order to do that, if I know you, that's great. If I don't know you, this is even a better opportunity to get to know me and for me to get to know you. So, if you or you know of someone who is interested, please pass along this information. The way to contact me is bpughsley@yahoo.com. In other words, bpughsley@yahoo.com with the heading Safe Haven Showcase. And let me get to know you. Send me a sound bite. Give me a chance to let me hear you. And then you know what? And we can work things out. And then guess what? You'll be a part of the Fourth Sunday Showcase of ministers. That's right. You will. You'll have that opportunity. Just make sure you reach out to bpughsley@yahoo.com. And oh yes, continue to listen. And oh yes, continue to subscribe, share, and listen to Safe Haven Podcast. I thank you, and God bless you. In honor of today's Fourth Sunday Showcase, we're going to have a special prayer moment executed by one of my good friends and one of my proteges, Minister Jessica Funches of the Amazing Magnet Woman Podcast. So let's give God some praise for her.
Hallelujah, 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 bless the Lord. Psalms 19:14 says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. We want to thank you, Jesus, for the pastors, the reverends, the bishops, and all of the ministers who you are using to deliver your word to the family, to the body of Christ. We pray for every church door open in his name, every missionary, and every podcast, including Safe Haven Podcast. Bless them in a special way. We pray that you keep them protected in your loving arms always. Hear our prayers, Lord. Through their work and their walk, you receive all of the honor and all of the glory. And we pray that your light is shown through them. Help them to reach all of your children, Father, both the saved and the lost, the accepted and rejected, all colors, shapes, sizes, abilities, and also in all generations. Help them to welcome both the easy and the difficult, the old and the new, the encouraged and discouraged, the strong and the weak. Give them the tools to deliver your word. A renewed spirit and a focus on you, Lord. We pray that your message is received through them. Use them as a vessel for your will to help heal the nations. And especially, Lord God, we pray for Reverend Brian Pusey. He is your servant, God. God, renew and refresh. Bless his spirit. Bless his entire being. You can do this. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen.
It's scripture time here at Safe Haven. I pray that you have your Bibles, your swords ready, if you're able to, of course. We're going to be coming from Genesis. We're going to be coming from the 15th chapter of Genesis. Going to be reading from the first verse through the sixth verse. Going to be reading to you from the New Revised Standard Version. It reads as follows. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. But Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me? For I continue to be childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, You have given me no offspring, so a slave born in my house is to be my heir. But the word of the Lord came to him, This man shall not be your heir. No one but your very own issue shall be your heir. He brought him outside and said, Look toward heaven and count the stars, if you are able to count them. Then he said to him, So shall your descendants be. Then he believed the Lord, and the Lord reckoned it to him as righteousness. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For the next few moments that we have together, I ask that you pray with me on the topic, look around. Look around. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to just thank you for this message in advance. We want to thank you for the messenger that is about to give the message, oh Heavenly Father. And we pray for every listener that is about to hear this word, oh Heavenly Father. Pray right now that you just empty me out of myself, oh Heavenly Father, and fill me up with your Holy Ghost. If the word is not on the page, oh Heavenly Father, put it on my tongue. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be found acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my most blessed Redeemer. In your Son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm prayerful that you have had an incredible holiday weekend here with your friends and family. As we begin today's message, we must reflect on things that we might not have thought about until the holidays show up. Thinking about some dreams being deferred, and some people who you normally don't come to your mind when it's just another day. Abram was a man who was operating with the understanding that God was going to be blessing him with a family that would change the shape of everything that came before him, but wasn't living in a movie where we could just skip to where many of these things would come to fruition. Amen. You see, it's possible at this point in the story of Abram, that he was getting tired of waiting on God to come through with this promised vision. He was getting tired of where God was, but God had to come through and reassure him that the vision was going to come through. See, how often has God told you something that is about to see the light of day, but you happen to be on the fence about it? Don't all answer at once. Amen. What do you do when God tells you that it's coming, but all you have to do is remain patient? See, the easy answer is to remain patient and trust God's plans for you. Yet we take the hard answer route of trying to change the direction of the plan without a map in sight. Amen. You know, This leads me to the first point in today's message right away. The first point is, what was the vision for you? Say it again for those taking notes. What was the vision for you? Abram, soon to be renamed Abraham, was given a vision by God at an age where we'd all be ready to relax and reap the benefits and blessings from working hard. In other words, he was at retirement age. How would you feel if you were told that you were going to be a parent after 60? Some of you are grandparents already before 40. So I wonder how you'd feel. Amen? Hard to believe and hard to process as well. Verses 2 to 3 says, but Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me? For I continue to be childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, you have given me no offspring. So a slave born in my house is to be my heir. Abram was concerned that God was taking too long. And with not too many people really believing that God was going to come through, was starting to get to him. Have you moved like Abram here when God has given you a vision? If you told me no, then your vision wasn't from God. Turn to your neighbor if you're listening with someone, or look in the mirror and say, uh-oh. If you had no issues with seeing the vision come to fruition, it wasn't a God-given vision. Amen? A God-given vision isn't going to be a get-rich-quick scheme that'll be up and ready in 30 seconds. It could take 30 days or go 30 years to come to fruition. I know that I just lost one right now because they just realized that they may have an LLC, but their company's on the fraudulent side. That's because they realized that the faster it took to see the light of day, the quicker it is for Satan to take advantage of your weaknesses. You have to protect the process as well as you have to protect yourself, or you might miss your blessing. Amen? You see, if you're working with a God-given vision, you must be ready for the ultimate challenge, to be ready for the impersonal and personal attacks on you that will be your everyday. See, Abram was expecting a microwave blessing, but didn't know that he was receiving a slow cooker blessing instead. You see, he was operating like many of us who want that final step right now. Right now, today. Amen? See, this leads me to the second point in today's message. What was God's advice for you on the vision? I repeat one more time for those who take notes. What was God's advice for you on the vision? See, verses 4 through 5 says, but the word of the Lord came to him. This man shall not be your heir. No one but your very own issue shall be your heir. He brought him outside and said, look toward heaven and count the stars, if you're able to count them. Then he said to him, so shall your descendants be. When God gives you advice and tells you something like this for you to look around, what is your response? Do you look around to see how much he's already blessed you in addition to how much he will bless you? Or do you take off your spiritual glasses and focus on how the vision is messing up your life right now? You see, when Abram received word from God that his heir wasn't going to be a slave born in his house, he probably was having a mixed blessing experience. Let me break that down. But before I do, I know that the slave part here, I know somebody picked up on it. The slave part is another story for another time. As many people who have been oppressed for so long will want to debate why the slave was passed over so casually. To touch on that note, I'll say this could have been the reason why, and continue with the topic for today. He wasn't Abram's son. Not because of an oppressor holding the oppressed person down, but because he wasn't his at all. The fact that he considered the slave as an heir shows us the reason why God chose him in the first place. He looked around to see a reason to be a blessing and to not be a source of stressing. Amen? He was willing to do that even if he didn't live long enough to deliver what God was promising. See, Abram was doing what any of us would do if we were put into that scenario, planning our last will just in case. Y'all don't hear me right now. You see, we get God's advice and reassurance that the promise will be fulfilled and then some. But how do we react to this reassuring message? Do we take it at face value, or do we attempt to unnecessarily examine the face value to see if the face value has any value in the face? Amen. I don't know about you, but I've done that a few times. Matter of fact, I still do that sometimes as well. You see, God promised me this thing that I'll be a blessing to my own future family like Abram, but I haven't received it yet. As I get older and my hair turns grayer, I wonder, like Abram, if this will ever happen for me. People come up to me, say I should adopt or be a foster parent, as if that would fill the gap for the void I feel. I appreciate the advice, but I decided to seek out the one who gave me the promise in the first place, God himself. He told me that the promise will be fulfilled, but I have to look around and see what is going on outside of my peripheral vision and understand that if I'm doing more than just waiting for the promise to be fulfilled, I will eventually see the promise come to fruition. Amen? Look into your own personal journey and see what God's doing in your life right now. He's asking you to look around and see beyond your limits to see how you're a blessing and fueling the promises that he made for you. Amen? God knows that he's doing that without a doubt. God knows what he's doing without a doubt as well. He's on the line today, and I'm stopping by to tell you that he's doing the part to fulfill his promise. But are you doing your part to receive the promise? Are you taking your journey to the next level, or are you coasting along the way? Look around and see how the Lord is going to take you to the next step. If you just put your foot forward as well. See, this leads me to the third and final point of today's message. After you wondering what the vision was for you, after you ask yourself, what was the vision for you? And then after you ask yourself, what was God's advice for you on the vision? You have to ask yourself this. Are you ready to look beyond your perception? Say it one more time for those who love notes. Are you ready to look beyond your perception? Verse 6 says, real quickly, it says this, and Abram believed the Lord, and the Lord reckoned it to Abram as righteousness. Woo! There's a blessing in that word right there. That verse right there, ooh, if you miss your shout moment, I'll shout again. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! See, how many of you believe the Lord when he called you into ministry? How many of you believe the Lord when he told you that your business was going to save lives? How many of you believe that the Lord blessed you to uproot from where you were to take you to where you are right now? I know that I have a few virtual amens here, but these questions are for the silent ones that are still walking the line, not sure if the process is worth the promise. Let me tell you that it is worth it. Our lives may not operate like this passage where the next verse or even the next chapter where the promise is already fulfilled, just like that. See, this week, I privately celebrated my 17th anniversary of being ordained in the ministry. I didn't brag about it because this is personal between me and God. In the middle of my private celebration, God reminded me of his promise to me in the form of a daily conversation with someone. The conversation keeps me on my toes and has reminded me that I'm fulfilling my purpose now. When you have a reason to move forward, you will do so with an extra pep in your step. See, he gave me the name of Safe Haven years ago, after I was ordained. And I wrote down the order of service. I wrote down the name. And then right after I did that, God told me to put it away. He told me to put it in the drawer, put it away. And just recently, I pulled it out. Matter of fact, it was probably around the time I started tailoring my podcast to do ministry. And I took it out, and I was impressed. I really was. I was like, wow, that is neat. You know, and I was shocked. But at the same time, I saw that God knew that this, that the time is near for me as well. That's right. After years of uncertainty, doubt, fears about if anyone will listen, not getting enough speaking time to get the experience and so on. But God. Someone say, but God. But God saw me to this day where I have more followers than I could ever imagine, including some people who never, you would never would have known about unless I told you. You see, the world is listening to a man of God who believed that the Lord was going to come through with the promises. If I can look around and see that every star imaginable in the sky is within my reach, so can you. Just look around yourself and see how much God loves you and is blessing you right now. This journey we're on is a promise fulfilled and a vision come to fruition. All we have to do is remember that God's got us covered when we take the time to look around. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this word. We want to thank you for the message that we receive. We pray that whoever is listening to this message, it is a blessing for. And if it wasn't exactly a blessing for them, but they know someone who needs this word right now, Heavenly Father, we pray that they share this with that person right now, Heavenly Father. We pray that everyone listening just takes this message and spread it to 20 to 30 to 40 people. Even if they don't know the person very well, they just give it to that person. Just say, I got a gift for you. It's from on high, and it's just for you. You just listen on through, and God is going to bless you. We want to thank you for the message. We want to thank you for the messenger, oh Heavenly Father. Continue to use me in the way that you see fit, oh Heavenly Father. We want to thank you for everyone who continues to tune in, oh Heavenly Father. For no one is excluded from your love. If they're listening to the word today, oh Heavenly Father, we pray this prayer in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. If you're enjoying this wonderful podcast and you want to hear more, please make sure that you click the follow or subscribe button on this wonderful podcast so you can stay up to date with the latest and the greatest and be able to listen to past podcasts that you have not yet heard before but want to hear again. Also, don't forget to click the share button. The share button is also important, so therefore you can share this podcast with all your friends, loved ones, and acquaintances. Look forward to hearing from you. Peace. We thank you for listening to this wonderful, wonderful message. Now, for those who live in the greater Chicagoland area, Northwest Indiana area, if you are interested in having Reverend Brian C. Pusey, come and speak at your with your congregation, I would love it. Please contact me at bpughsley@yahoo.com. That's bpughsley@yahoo.com with the heading Safe Haven Ministry Invitation. I will be glad and honored to come to your congregation and bless you with the word that the Lord has given me. Please reach out and let's build this community together. want to give a special thanks to Minister Jessica Funches for the amazing, amazing prayer moment today. We thank God for you. Praise God for you. Continue praying for you in your ministry and your walk and your journey. You're always welcome here at Safe Haven Podcast. Pray that you just continue on listening, continue on learning, and continue on growing in your faith. I also want to thank everyone else who tuned in this week, because this was a very, very, very moving word. And so therefore, we just hope and pray that we get to the next level by looking around. Also want to encourage everyone who has not already listened to the messages before this week. It's kind of like we're in a series, the Look series, so therefore you want to make sure that you understand where we're going on each step, because each step is very important in our growth. So without further ado, we're going to get right into the closing prayer, and we just pray that you have a blessed week. Thank you for listening to this podcast today. We pray that the message has uplifted you in a way and encouraged you in a way that is going to bring out the best in you and bring out the God in you. If you do not have a church home right now, we pray that you get connected with a church today. If you want to be connected to my podcast in a church-like way, you can always reach out at bpughsley@yahoo.com. And I most definitely will reach out to you in the best way possible. So right now, we just want to say thank you. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for this message right now. We want to thank you for this podcast. We pray for every person who is listening right now, Heavenly Father, under the sound of my voice. Continue to guide us, encourage us, teach us, bless us, and our families as well. We pray that as you dismiss us from this place, but never from your presence. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And see you next week.
Amen. Amen. Don't be ashamed to call his name.
Yes, Lord.
This was an LTD Entertainment presentation.